continuing with our subject of Tawheed, we were looking at the pinnacle of Iman, which is Tawheed in devotion, in love for none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we looked at a definition of love and what it was. We've talked about the fact that the human beings is programmed to love perfection, and perfection can only be found with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also looked at the ayah of Ali Imran, ayah 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ, if you love Allah, then follow me, which is follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To be able to love, therefore, one needs to be the perfect human being. One needs to aspire to be the perfect human being. In other words, one needs to be a human being. You know, there are two words in the Quran which are used for a human being. One is bashar and one is insan. Bashar talks about the two-legged creature that contains physiological, biological and psychological characteristics which are shared by all human beings. While insan is that unusual being which is the subject matter for poets and philosophers and religion. So we can all be bashar but not necessarily insan. Bashar is a being whilst insan is a becoming. That's such a beautiful way of putting it. So to be able to love, one needs to be an insan. And there are very many criterion of insaniyat. The first one is to be a muhsin. In Allah yuhibbul muhsinin, he says, in various parts of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 195, Surah Al-Imran, ayah 134 and ayah 148, Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 13 and 93. So who is a muhsin? One who does ihsan. So what is ihsan? Well, when one can love selflessly, that's when one does ihsan. See, there are two types of love. There's selfish love and there's selfless love. And they're diametrically opposite. Selfish love is conditional love. You love on the condition that your needs will be met. And if the one you have chosen to love doesn't serve your needs, you reject that person, and that love is mercurial. It's up and down. See what we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things are well, sun is out, everything's okay. You know, we pray, we fast, we do what we have to. There's a slight problem. We say, why doesn't Allah care for me? I'm going to stop praying. Sometimes it works the other way, whereby when there is a problem, then we lean towards Him. But that's mercurial. See, when the person you love wants help, you may give it. But once the price becomes too high, if you feel you're giving more than you're receiving, you may simply stop loving. This is what selfish love does. But selfless love is a means of rising above your own needs. It means going out of oneself. It means connecting with another person's soul and therefore with Allah. Conditional or selfish love will end. It will dissipate when its conditions are not met. But unconditional love is constant and eternal. Conditional love does not encourage growth because it's just a temporary means of fulfilling needs. And just as you need to eat again in a few hours after a meal, someone who loves conditionally will constantly need more helpings of assurance and caring and acceptance. But unconditional love is the foundation of human growth. It's comprehensive. It spills over. It doesn't affect just your immediate needs, but all of you. In other words, when the I becomes a we, when one is not an individual who is separated from others, but a limb or an organ of the body of society, so that when one part is in pain, the other one hurts. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. And this is a muhsin. This is a hasan. Remember, he said, I've been only sent to raise the akhlaq of human beings to perfection. Hafiz, a poet, says that the world wants, like the bud, is to be closed-fisted, yet you, like the spring breeze, should be an opener of knots. You know, many of us are ready to love selflessly, but we haven't learned to trust other people, and sometimes with good reason. And we've talked about tawakkul. The only way to let go is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be a muhsin, to be one who, you know, who expresses ihsan, which is really the first criterion of insaniyat, we need to be able to understand that every single creation on earth is worth our awareness and respect. Every person is like a diamond. While a diamond may appear solid, beneath the surface lies a beauty and grace that is unequaled. It's precious, and regardless of how it looks on the outside, regardless of its surroundings, we've got to treat each person that we meet accordingly, respect their values, and dedicate ourselves to helping them by whatever means necessary. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, when seeing a fakir, somebody who needed, gave everything he had to him, and then kissed the hand of the fakir and said, "You are my muhsin." And his companion says, "Surely you are the one who has done ihsan for him. You are the one who has portrayed your, you know, selfless generosity towards him. How can he be your muhsin?" And Imam said, "Where will I find someone who will take my measly worldly creations, multiply them manifold, and deposit them with my account with Allah?" Such a beautiful way of recognizing someone. You know, when you find someone whose outer layer appears solid, encourage them to soften the edges. Empower them by accessing their inner resources. This is what ihsan is about. This is how we express our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the only way it works. And when this insaniyat, when this ihsan is combined with all the qualities we've looked at, of trust, of patience, all these, this is when we can truly say that we are muwahid, that we believe in tawheed. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to all of us to be able to reach our full potential through tawheed. I suggest very humbly you draw a ladder and put all the stages of tawheed on there and look at it. And when you look at it every day, it has an impact on you and it makes a difference. Then look at your relationships with other people. How do you respond? How do you deal with them? Do you deal with rahmah? And finally today, I'd like to end with remedies from the Quran for the heart. If you have been let down by someone and you're suffering from a broken heart, then recite Surah Al-Fatiha or write Surah Al-Fatiha on an earthenware plate. Wash it with water and drink it, and inshallah you will feel better. If you're in a relationship which is lacking love and you wish to try your best at it, but also seek some divine help, then there are many things that are recommended. For example, it is recommended to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 786 times on water and give it to the person to drink. Another thing is the ayah that I recited, ayah 31 of Surah Al Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Recite it 3 times on water and give it to your spouse or the person concerned to drink. It has an effect. Another thing that is absolutely amazing is to be able to recite the surah of Muzammil on something sweet and then share it with the person whom you feel that love should exist there. Reciting Surah Al-Jumu'ah on a Friday assists. Reciting Surah Al-Quraysh on roses and keeping it in the house for people to smell their fragrance has an effect. Every time you buy flowers, Surah Al-Quraysh hardly takes a quarter of a minute to recite. Recite it. This is Surah number 106. We have so many things that will help. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we pray to Him, will grant us love in all our relationships, especially the one with Him.